Now, today, we've more than doubled what we raise on a fundraising effort. We do it twice a year. Ms. Mouse always agonized over the fact that there was never enough goodies for all the people that showed up. So she would make pies, she would bake cookies, she would have all manner of homemade things. And I tell you what, we wore out two ovens just making that process happen. But we no longer have her, but we have that memory and we have the things that come with it. And that is family, pies, and boy, oh boy, dancing and just getting out and doing the things on a Sunday afternoon, where it used to be underneath the pecan trees where I grew up was the after church. And you go down to the, well, I should digress about that. That's part of the San Antonio, South Austin history, but it's still alive here today. The weather's a little different, but I tell you what, by the time you're out at the American Legion Post, you would swear it's still the 1950-60 country that it has always been. Another thing that I want you to pay attention to, a couple of items. This could be a helpful hint here.
Hi, this is John Lendorf of Radio Nibbles with your pie term of the day. A pie weight. You put it inside a pie crust and it holds it down when you're baking it blind, which means it doesn't have any filling in it. Use this and come to Mouse's Pie R Square Dance, November 8th at the American Legion Hall.
The heavyweight champion pie-eating cowboy of the West. I just ate 50 pies. Started off with coconut macaroon, wedged my way through Bar Angel chocolate, Marlboro, black walnut, and sour cream raisin to confetti-crusted crabapple, still got room for dessert, and they could stick their J-E-L-L-O where the cow pie don't shine. 'Cause sugar plum, I don't eat nothing made from horses' hooves. So make it something pie, something light and fancy like huckleberry fluffy chiffon. Go extra heavy on the hucks and fluff, beaten egg whites folded in just so. Or let's shoot for something in plaid, red and tan lattice-topped raspberry, honeyed crust flaky and blistered to a luster, wild fruit oozing with a scoop of hard vanilla. Or maybe I'll strap on a feed bag of something a smidgen more timid, quivering custard with its nutmeg-freckled fill, nervous in the shell. Come to think of it now, blue ribbon mincemeat sounds a lot more my cut. Neck of venison, beef suet, apples, raisins, citrus peel, currants, all laced Grammy fashion in blackstrap molasses? No, truth is I'm craving shoe fly or spiced rhubarb or sure hard to match peachy praline, cinnamon wine sap apple a la mode, walnut crumb or chocolate frosted pecan, or white capped high above its fluted deep dish crust, a lemon angel meringue. Not to mention mandarin apricot, black bottom banana cream, burgundy berry, Bavarian nectarine ambrosia, and how could you outgun the Turkey Day old reliables? Sweet potato, its cousin pumpkin, its sidekicks Dutch apple and cranberry ice cream nut. Ah, harvest moon, that autumn gourmet cheese supreme, or Jack Frost squash, or my favorite, you ask? That's a tough one. Just surprise me with something new, sweetie pie, like tangerine, boomerang, gooseberry.
Saturday night dances like we did back then.
We thought the world ended here at
Bell Creek when we were out there dancing.
It was just good old music. You could do anything to it.
Just something that got into your system that you liked and got the feel of it.
They played old cowboy music, basically, and country music, you'd call it nowadays, probably.
I can name you a dozen that played down there that didn't one note if they saw it, but they were musicians.
They sat there and they would just beat up and down with their foot, with their right foot, and you know, just that steady, steady beat. And they played waltzes and
foxtrot, polkas.
Well, I love jitterbug, and then just playing the old two-step. And
you hear it, you want to get up out of your chair and dance. Some music, you can just sit and listen to it. But you hear this other good music, well, your feet get to bouncing, and you want to get up and do something with it.
Comanche moon was shining on me, bright as day my true love walked the trail from hell's midnight. I rode the Milky Way, I raced the wolf the night, the broken arrow fell, I staked my life and lost my fortune for to save the mission bell. Hey-ho, I was a cowboy once down on the Rio Grande. I rode the ranges for the broken arrow brand. I was on guard that fateful night in early June. I saw the rising of the last Comanche moon. I saw the warriors ride around the river bend. I give a shout to rouse the boys the home ranch to defend.
They kept us pinned down with 100 arrows flung. They come for all our horses, they left us with just one. I'd locked him with a chase chain to a live oak tree that day. My racing blue roan stallion I called the Milky Way. Hey-ho. His daddy was a Mustang and a famous fighting stud. His mama was a thoroughbred of pure Kentucky blood. He was worth the fortune of 1,000, maybe more. His winnings numbered hundreds, his winters numbered 4. They raised a cheer back at the Broken Arrow Ranch when I rode the Milky Way into the moonlight in Comanche. I shot my way out through 100 painted braves. I struck the trail that led to town my true love for to save. My true love was a barmaid and she worked a gambler's hell. Her name was Julianne, but she was called the Mission Belle. Hey, hey, ho. Julianne lived in the ruins of the ancient Mission Church that stood a mile from town out where the braves were sure to search. She always walked the trail alone from Hell's Midnight Saloon, and I was bound to save her from the last Comanche moon. Halfway to town and I was crossing Devil's Branch, I run on to another raiding party of Comanche. I recognized a warrior on a blood bay mare. I knew his name was Wolf, they said he lifted lots of hair. We had horse raced at the fort, he admired my blue roan stud. He'd come on through the moonlight like a lobo trailing blood. The last Comanche moon was shining on me, bright as day, my true love walked the trail from Hell's Midnight. I rode the Milky Way. I raced the Wolf, the Knife, the Broken Arrow fell. I staked my life and lost my fortune for to save the Mission Bell. Hey, I shot my pistol dry and dropped it on the road with my saddlebag and cartridge belt to lighten up the load. But an arrow found on Milky Way and his wound began to bleed, and the Wolf was on his war horse, a fleet Comanche steed. There in the moonlight rose the ancient Mission wall. The Wolf was right behind me when I heard my true love call. I rode the racehorse of a lifetime to the ground. I swear he died a-running and his likes have not been found. I landed on my shadow and I lay just where I fell. The screams of Julianne met with the Wolf's Comanche yell. Hey, hey, hey. Now I've been called a liar and I've been called a fool, and I've been told Comanches grant no mercy as a rule. But old Wolfie's seen me helpless and he's seen his chance, I know. But he only rode right by me and he struck me with his bow. He could have killed me, but he only counted coup. He turned and touched the Milky Way before the ghost had flew. He'd give a war yell like a wolf burned with a brand, then turned and ducked the pistol shot fired by Julianne. She helped me rise up from the hard spot where I fell. The last Comanche moon, the Milky Way, the Mission Bell. Hey, hey, ho. It's been 60 years now since I made that fateful ride, and it's been 20 winters since I heard the wolf had died. It's been 7 moons now since I lost my Julianne. I'm going for to join her boys, my time is near at hand. Don't mind my passing boys, it's time the old man died. The wolf, he waits to guide me up the trail over the divide. The moon is rising like it did so long ago. I see the warriors waiting on the ridge now, all aglow. Farewell, world of trouble, here comes Julianne. She rides the Milky Way to take me to the promised land. The last Comanche moon was shining on me, brightest day, my true love walked the trail from hell's midnight. I rode the Milky Way. I raced the wolf the night, a broken arrow fell, I staked my life, lost my fortune for to save the mission bell. Hey-ho, hey-ho, hey-ho.
Save that last dance. Dancing in Pie Parties. It's sort of the name of this last set of music. Paul Zarzisky, that famous cowboy poet that doesn't rhyme very many of his poems. In fact, He is known as one of those free-range poets in the world of cowboy poetry, the pie-eating champion. Yes, by golly, he is. From Sweet Sunny South, we heard a little interlude of music and dancing and the Zigzag Rag. By request, this is an old request that I've had standing for the last couple of months. Mike Blakely in there with that last Comanche Moon. And of course, Emmylou Lou bringing us right up to the end with that last dance for me. Remember again, Mouse's Pie R Square Dance Party at the American Legion Post number 10. That's right. It's out there on the north part of Broadway, or, well, where Broadway and 36 come together. Just a little bit on the east side of that. You got to turn back to town, but there's the American Legion Post from 2 to 5 p.m. Bring your kids, bring a pie, get ready for some real fun things. One of our very, well, I want to say knowledgeable and informed listener member just called in and alerted us to the fact that Chuck Pyle passed away last night. Kind of hard to talk about. Chuck has been one of my heroes in the world of music and, well, of the cowboy way, so to speak, as well. Chuck wasn't a cowboy, but he sure knew his way and what was happening with things about that part of the world, and it clicked with me very well. Chuck Pyle, we're going to miss you.
Rocky's coming into sight. I've been up half the night driving this ancient car. The windows are down, I've been letting out the steel guitar. Up out of the plains where the rivers run onto the range, where the wind and the sun comfort a mother and son when I'm not around. Night in the hills, I pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this whole guitar down. From the start, I was too good to quit. Never good enough to get ahead of the game. I met her one night, eyes full of light, the eternal flame. I built her a cabin with a hand-carved door, a medicine wheel to keep out the war, raging like a fire, waiting on the rain to pour down. Night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this old guitar down. Right where this old cabin stands, Arapaho and Cheyenne, pray to the Great Spirit to answer. I'm putting this lance away, and I'm coming home to stay, and I'll be your sun dancer again. And the night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this old guitar down. Thank you.
I know this old guitar's a friend, but I need a place to mend and a time to heal. Well, don't worry, darling, I'll be playing this whole Martin again when I feel the rush of the music when nobody cheers, the joy of the tunes when nobody hears. Only you are there to hear the sound coming down. Night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this whole guitar down. And the night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this whole guitar down. Lay this old guitar down. Need to put it down. I've got to get home again.
Who I am. Well, lay off that sweet talk and let go of my hand. Just take one step back and give me some space. Don't say a word and I'll take you someplace.
I'm a dusty old road by the back of a barn, with the wind blowing across me on this panhandle farm. I'm a sky with no wind, just trying to rain.
When the ground's getting thirsty,
that's who I am. San Angelo, Abilene, Memphis, Texas, and home.
I'll be asking your name and standing my ground, 'cause I'm New York and stubborn, and I ain't leaving this town. And I've got this need to get to know you just as fast as I can. So I'll be uncomfortably silent. Now who are you again?
I'm a dusty old road by the back of a barn, with the wind blowing across me on this panhandle farm. I'm a sky with no wind, just trying to rain.
When the ground's getting thirsty,
that's who I am. Odessa,
Texas and home.
I'm just a simple guy, but there's one thing sure shooting. I hate those folks who think that they're so doggone highfalutin. Well, I'd be the same in Hollywood, right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad, scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, cornbread loving country boy. Orange cane on Saturday, but I'd go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, tater eating country boy. Looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. We could mob out to me from young hood with Epsom salts in our dad. Made my diapers out of 4 feet sack and spenders out of cloud line. I'm a plain old country boy, cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
Highway. good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling round on this road of sin. Are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway. Take my advice.
Sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow and promise me that you will always be no. Faithful.
This portion of KGNU programming is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by IndrasNet, providing internet services for Boulder County and the Front Range. IndrasNet can be reached at 303-546-9151.
Oh, the last few minutes of the Honky Tonk Heroes coming to showing up really fast. This last set of music starting off with Chuck Pyle. Gonna lay this old guitar down. Well, Chuck, I don't know if that means you got your wish, but we're certainly gonna miss you. Chuck Pyle passed away yesterday. Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez right after that gave us Memphis, Texas, and then from Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, Country Boy. That would have to be Chuck, all right. And Leona Williams. Oh, yeah. Nobody's Darling But Mine. Fits the bill, sort of. All I need to say after this is... Remember Mouse's Pie R Square Dance coming up tomorrow. And old grass, new grass. That grass is growing right under my feet, so you just keep in tune. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, AM and FM and country all Saturday long.
I stood at the foot of a great high mountain that I wanted so much to climb. And on top of this mountain was a beautiful fountain that flows with the waters of life. I fell down on my knees at the foot of this mountain. I cried, oh Lord, what must I do? I want to climb this mountain. I want to drink from this fountain that's flowing so clear to my view. Then I heard a sweet voice from the top of this mountain saying, child, put your hand in mine. Start climbing slowly, watch your steps at the edges, and take one step at a time. Started climbing upward, taking one step at a time. The higher I got, the harder I climbed. I'm still climbing upward, and my journey almost ended. I'm nearing the top, and you ought to see the view. Oh, the water flows so freely, there's enough to make you free. So, friend, if you're thirsty, climb this mountain with me.
Every night he's out cruising in his fine limousine to a different location, but the same old routine. When he walks through the front door, every head turns around, and the ladies all whisper he's a man about town. Million, his fine linen suit, his jokes and his laughter can light up a room. Life of the party, but he's empty inside. Not really happy, and you just can't see why. Got money to burn, but flat, broke, and busted where love is concerned. His heart's hit rock bottom, though he's living high. There's some things in this life that money can't buy. Still some